Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates. Welcome back to the Witchful Thinking Show. Today we have these two fucking
the Witchful Thinking Show.
I did say show.
You did.
It is a show. It counts.
The Witchful Thinking Podcast. Today we have on myself, Brooke, and Emma.
Hi.
You guys have heard me mention Emma several times.
Oh, you talk about me?
I talk about you all the time.
Okay. As you should, queen.
Yeah, if you've been here since the very beginning of time, Emma designed the first podcast cover art.
Oh, yeah. It's cute. I have it on my portfolio.
It is cute. When it was just me.
Yeah.
And then we also have my lovely, darling, sweet angel, cancer baby, Tamia.
Y'all both cancers?
Yeah.
Our birthdays are 4 days apart.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 days apart.
So that's why y'all just like stay up crying and stuff with each other. No.
Oh.
We don't cry together.
I don't think I've ever seen you cry.
Not even once?
Tamia's seen me cry multiple times.
Oh, so when I cry now, it's like back of the hand. I'm able to get it out.
Tamia's too busy having to take care of everybody else when they're having their breakdowns. It's her new job.
Y'all don't ugly cry?
I ugly cry.
Ugly cry is great.
Ugly cries.
Same. It's fine. Because I'm pale, so like I get real splotchy and I get the quiver chin, you know, the ugly wrinkle chin. Right?
Yeah. People are dying, Kim.
Anyway. This is just I already can tell, like, progressively, this is just going to get very unstructured.
Yes, we have no structure. Obviously, you guys have already heard. I'm watching the show while I'm talking. That's so ADHD of me. Anyways, you guys have already heard that we are changing the show a little bit and having, like, some friends on here. And it's not going to be all about witchcraft. And this is old news. And I don't even know why I'm saying this again. But anyways, what had happened was Emma was supposed to be on the show. And we were going to talk about deity work.
But like, whatever.
We're still going to do that. But also, we ordered Chinese food. And then in the middle of us ordering Chinese food, Tamia had a mental breakdown because there's a mouse that just showed up at her house. Mm-hmm. So we had to go save her. And we don't know where it is.
Well, we threw a dollop of peanut butter in a bucket and prayed to Jesus.
And some crack cookies. Yeah. Some old cookies.
And some cookies. And I was just really trying to eat some fried potatoes and onions for dinner. I was just trying to do that.
Yeah.
And you know when, like, you're doing something, like, you see something move out of the corner of your eye and you're just like...
See, my first instinct would be, like, ghost.
I was just like, I have a gnat problem right now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I was just like, the gnats. They're just, like, flying around, like, you know, whatever.
That's a particularly big gnat.
And then I, like, went to, like, chop down again and I saw something, like, move and I, like, looked. And then it, like, poked its little nose out and then ran back under the... And I was like, no.
Absolutely not.
And my first thought was, please...
Help me. Well, I don't know. How quick after you saw it did you call?
Less than 2 minutes.
Wait. Why did you... What did you think? I have experience with mice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm honored.
I was hoping. And even though you didn't, you had someone with you who knew exactly what to
Thank
do.
You. Thank you.
Immediately, Emma was like, bucket and a ramp. Bucket and a ramp. Trap it.
Emma's like a top queen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Except with men, I'm just like a big old pillow princess. I will always make men work. And
as you should.
Yeah. I ain't doing shit for no boy, please.
They're the hunters. We're the gatherers.
Yeah.
No, you gather up that mouse out of my apartment.
I really hope that it's in there when we go. Like, we also sprayed the cookie with, like, some bug spray. I don't think it's actually going to do anything, to be honest. But
maybe it'll just make him a little sleepy.
Maybe. You know? And then he won't be, like, thrashing around in there when we toss
it. Take, like, a long nap. Like, well, I feel like it's not really humane to let him out around here. It's like,
I mean, the cats will fuck him up. If I were to choose how to die as a mouse, getting, like, murked by some do-si-dos sounds like the way to go.
Yeah, maybe he'll be. I don't know. He's pretty small. We'll see. Hopefully he's in the bucket. I just hope he's in the bucket.
He's in a better place, aka a bucket.
Hopefully he's up in that bucket. But, I mean, it happens. I mean, at my old house, when I first moved in, there was, like, the worst mouse problem because it was, like, near the woods, and the previous owners were, like, it was, like, this old senile man who, like,
what is she doing back there?
Licking her bits. Always girl. Licking her bits. Anyways, this old senile man who, like, left big garbage bags on the front and back porch. Like, Of course there were mice. But, like, I remember I was painting the kitchen with my friend at the time, and she straight up deadpanned me. She said, "A mouse just ran across my foot." I said, "And you're not reacting, why?" And she's like, "I don't know. I grew up with mice in my house." I was like, "I didn't.
No.
I didn't.
Absolutely not. If a mouse ran across my foot would have to go.
Throw the whole leg away. Like, throw the limb away.
Y'all big babies."
Emma's over here like, "Let a real man do it."
I mean, I have a rabbit. Yeah, literally. She is so mask. No, I have a rabbit, and that's basically one step above a mouse. They're, like, the same. Yeah. He's fast as fuck, boy. I gotta catch him so I can catch a mouse, right? That's the same thing.
I don't know. I just, like, I feel like once, like, any kind of, like, bug or animal or something, like, makes its way into my apartment, like, whatever happens, happens. Like, I'm not gonna go out of my way if I'm outside to do anything. I don't really want to. Like, that's their world. I'm just here. But, like, in my home.
But, yeah, babe, you're just not going to go in your kitchen ever again?
Also, that mouse no, I don't need
What
to.
Are you going
to
eat?
Burger King.
McDonald's.
You live off Burger King all week?
Burger King.
So good.
You can get protein from chicken fries.
Please.
I don't even know. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, we got it.
Well, hopefully I don't have to, because hopefully it's
in the box. Hopefully he's in that box just tonight.
Yeah. And then, because, like, if it happens and it's, like, just in there in the morning, like, it's just staying there until I come home from work.
So. Tamia, he's going to get out.
He can't get up those walls. That's why the bucket works, baby. The bucket wall's too high. It's, like, 90-degree angles, and he got little scritchy, scratchy paws. He's not getting that work.
You don't think he has the force to push it over?
No, he's going to eat all them do-si-dos and die in the middle of the bucket. I'm just saying.
What's a do-si-do?
It's those the Girl cookies. Scout cookies I put in the bottom of that
bucket. No, they're not do-si-dos. They're truffles.
Oh, get it right.
Trifles?
The do-si-dos are the ones like the peanut butter sandwich.
What do you know about some Girl Scout?
Let me tell you. Okay, so I've been teaching at a middle school for 3 years, and 8th grade is the last year you can be a Girl Scout, and I took advantage of that. Please.
You can be a freaking 8th grade Girl Scout? Yes.
Yeah.
But that's it. They cap it at that. But I was up to my neck in some Samoas, you better believe.
Oh, I love me some.
They call them some caramel delights.
Whatever. Get fucked. They're Samoas. Have you seen those Girl Scouts they set up outside the Chick-fil-A?
That's smart.
They know what's up.
They caught me coming out of Five and Below once.
Oh, I love Five Below.
I was like,
they said, absolutely, yeah, we do. We are entrepreneurs.
I was like, we need 3 boxes.
Get 3 of them like, boxes.
I need y'all to get me as many of those cookies in that bag as you can.
They're so lucky. Those things are gooder than a bitch.
They're pretty decent. Yeah,
they're good. Girl Scout season faithfully every year.
I think every year I'm gonna save them in my freezer and last me a long time. But they're gone by March.
This year, I, like, I wasn't even the one eating them. Like, the friends I was having over at my house were the ones eating them.
No.
Usually, I'm, like, eating, like, a whole box at work in one day.
Oh, easily. But, like, that didn't happen this year. See, if my friends came over and ate my fucking Girl Scout cookies, they're gonna be my friends after that. Are you kidding?
I was like, I don't got any other snacks. Here y'all go.
Oh my god, you're nicer than me. I'll be like, sorry, I guess we'll starve.
There's nothing here. I don't have a single snack.
Water? I have water.
Y'all water. While you stand there and eat them.
They're like a Brita? I'm like, no, from the sink.
From tap. It's good for you.
You need your minerals.
Get some fluoride, girl.
You need your minerals.
Anyway.
Calcium buildup does the teeth good.
This is a Witchful Thinking podcast where you get teeth advice and also Girl Scout hate, I guess.
I mean, Girl Scout love. We don't hate the Girl Scouts.
Yeah. The original feminists.
Oh my god, wait. Do you guys... So I actually just read this book, and it's called Her Body and Other Parties, and in one of the short stories in it, the girl talks about when she was a Girl Scout, and there's, like, some chant that they teach Girl Scouts that is actually supposed to be, like, related to, like...
Witchcraft stuff?
Woodland fairies, like, running for their lives or, like, some shit.
That sounds scary.
I'm gonna, like, Google that.
That sounds about right.
I was gonna say, pull it up. Once, when I was really young, though, I wanted to be a Girl Scout, so we went to, like, this daytime camp, like, me and my cousin, because we're, like, the same age. So we went, and there was a lady there, and she was, like, belly dancing, and she had, like, the belt with all the coins on it.
Yeah, work.
Yeah, and she ripped a coin off and, like, gave it to each of us.
Oh, so you're, like, and then I was, like, discovered I liked
and then I was, like, I'm gay.
Yeah.
No, and I had it, and I was, like, I'll keep this forever. I lost it, like, in a week.
Damn.
But... I don't know. That story just always sticks out to me because I'm like, damn.
See, my parents tried to get me into Girl Scouts, and I was like, that sounds like child labor. I will not be participating. Thank you so much, though.
I didn't even, like, sell stuff for, like, jump rope for heart. Like, I wasn't doing that.
What? I thought, like, they all had to do that.
No, they, like, make you, but, like, you, like, I mean, if you don't sell anything, you don't sell anything. Oh. But, like, sometimes my family would buy stuff because they'd be like, I want that. So, like, we buy it from, like, the little book. Mm-hmm. But I never won anything because I wasn't, like, out here knocking on doors being like, you want to buy this?
Oh, God.
No, I never did. You can't be doing a door-to-door shit nowadays. Also, like... You get a gun pulled on you in Richmond.
The thing is, like, you do... You sell so much, and they're like, here's a pen.
Thank like, you. No. Oh, man. You know what's fucked up, though? You know how they used to make you sell, like, chocolate bars and stuff in schools when you were a kid?
Oh, my God.
They need wrapping paper or whatever.
How old are y'all?
27.
No.
I turn 28 soon.
I didn't have to do that.
Oh my god. How old are
you? I'm
24. Oh, she's so little. No, okay, but now, that's what I'm saying. Now they don't make you do that shit. They just, they bring all the kids and put them in the cafeteria, sit them down, and some guy named Money Mike shows up.
Money Mike!
And he's like, hey kids, who wants to stick their hand in the money box? Y'all can get $5 if you get as many people to sign up for this subscription. In 20 seconds, go. And kids over here, like, calling grandma and shit. And they're like, grandma, I need you to sign up for this subscription that may or may not take $50 from you a month or crap like that. And that's how schools are funded. And I wish I was joking.
They did that at the school you taught at?
Yeah, and then little Tyler runs up there, puts his hand in the money box, and draws out a $1 bill, and they're like, yeah! And I hate it.
What the hell? Like grandma, you want to sign up for this $50? May or may not come out of your retirement fund.
Literally, Mildred's not thinking it. She's like, I love my little Tyler.
I'm just thinking of what you can get at the Scholastic Book Fair with a dollar, and it's like nothing.
Nothing. Oh, the Scholastic Book Fair had me feeling some type of poverty as a child.
I remember once my mom gave me money for it, and I bought, like, a geode.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. It was, like, cracked open already, and I was, like... That was another thing where I was, like, I will have this forever.
Yeah, I'm a witch.
And everyone was, like... Yeah, everyone was, like, what do you want this rock for? And
get, I
was,
shut like, the fuck up.
It's pretty.
Yeah. It's speaking to me, all right.
I was, like, I don't know, it's purple, and, like, I'm just really feeling it.
See, but that's the thing I love about, like, crystals and rocks and stuff. Sometimes, you know, a fuck-ass boy will come into your house and be, like, what is this? And I'm, like, I just like the way it looks. Get...
Like, yeah, like, try to argue with me on that. I like how it looks.
Yeah,
no.
You're gonna argue with me? She came down in a bubble, bro.
Oh, yeah, like.
I've definitely had people be like, oh, like, what crystal is this? Like, what stone is this?
Girl,
like,
it's pretty.
It's a green one.
I'm like, you know what kind it is?
Purple.
Yeah.
I don't know that stuff either. I'm a bad witch. That's not my shit.
Honestly.
That is a, well, I don't know how to segue. Bad. But anyway,
I got you.
Me, like, going on dates where I was like, I'm gonna go on dates. So the thing is like, I watched like again, I watched the excitement drain from this girl's face. And I didn't, like, really realize that that's what it was until, like, a little bit ago when I was thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I kind of have, like, that aesthetic, like, where, like, I wear crystals. And, like, now I have, like, the faux locks and, like, all that stuff. And I guess how I dress and everything. So, like, people are always like, I love your energy. Like,
oh, my God. Just vibes.
Your vibes are just so great. Like, all this stuff. And so, like, I think when we went out, like, I would, like, she'd be like, do you, like, are you familiar with breath work? And I was like,
girl,
no. She's like, do you know what this is? And I'm like,
was this the one who told you she needed to go be out in nature?
Yeah.
Queen. Okay. You mean you never chucked a bottle of Aquafina in the backyard and called it moon water, baby?
Yes.
Listen, I'm not fancy with it. I'm fucking rolling.
She, like, is on another level. Amazing, great, sweet, like, one of the sweetest people. Like, I still see her from, like, town to town. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, I, like, I just remember I was, like, this is kind of sad. I was like, oh, like, we'll go on a second date. It'll be great. And then, like, she never texted me. And I was like,
shit.
And then I realized, I was like, we're very different. Mm. But two, I was like, maybe I was, like, selling a dream that I didn't know I was selling. Mm. Like, where, like, I have, like, all of my crystals and, like, my moon tattoo and, like, oh, like, my moon earrings and, like, I have, like, my scarves.
You're
and
fake like woke, that. Bitch.
I'm a fake woke bitch. No. And, like, the thing is, like, I don't do it to draw in attention. Right. I'm just like, I love it. Like, I just love
how you like the aesthetic.
It's the aesthetic. I look good that way, you know?
Yeah.
I, like, do love, like, my stones and my crystals. They do make me feel, like, great and, like, warm and, like, I love them. But, like, I don't know what all of them are.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I lose them.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. And, like, I don't know, like, what all of them do.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, it's just, like, well, like, that's, like, just, like, I went, like, to this crystal shop recently. That's kind of where I had, like, because I was, like, what? And that's, like, kind of where I had the realization. But I went to this, like, not a crystal shop. It was, like, an antique store. Like, me and a friend went there. And, like, we went and, like, I looked at, like, the second, like, case, and it had, like, this jewelry in it, and it had a bracelet in it. And the bracelet was so pretty. And I was like, ooh, and it was $115. And I bought it.
Okay.
And
she said, treat yourself.
I was like, ooh. And they had, like, this big, like, piece of, like, labradorite in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got it for a friend because her birthday was, like, the next day.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, like, the lady, like, we were talking to her, and she was like, you both just look like earth priestesses. Like, you just
Earth priestesses.
Yeah. I was like, wow. And then she was like, you guys look like you should be danced around a fire during a full moon. Exactly. And I was like, I've actually been meaning to do that.
That's on my list. Yeah, but you know what? I'm so sick of, like, I wish we could divorce the, like, hippy-dippy kind of, like, you know, bohemian aesthetic from witchcraft. Because nobody expects my fat Paris Hilton-looking ass to be, like, into this shit, you know? But I got a pink cauldron at home, you know, like, having things is who I am. So I'm not, it's not.
I love just having things. Yeah, no. I don't know if I wouldn't really consider, like, myself to be a witch. Especially, like, I've, like, actively stayed away from certain aspects of it. Just because, like, in my family line, there's, like, a lot of, like, practice of voodoo and stuff like that. And, like, I'm not knowledgeable about, like, anything. So I'm like, let me stay away from everything.
That's fair.
Because I don't know anything. But, yeah, no. Definitely, like, drawn to certain things. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Everyone's just like, wow.
I mean, there are, like, closed and open practices. Like, I get the, like, not wanting to do that. Because, you know, it's, be scary stuff. But if you've got, like, you know, family history, then it's definitely open to you if you want to learn it.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. It's just, like, one of those things where, like, my mom's dad is the one who practiced.
Mm.
He died in the 80s. Mm. I was born in the 90s.
Gotcha.
It was very taboo growing up. And so, like,
yeah.
And then, like, I don't know if, like, I feel like every, like, little girl goes through, like, a stage where she's, like, witches.
Mm. Yeah.
So, like, I saw Charmed and I was like,
damn.
That's, I was like, I'm already making potions in the backyard. Yeah. So, like, I don't, you know, this is, like, right up my alley. But then,
dirt, leaves, rocks. Yeah.
It's like, I was like, Mom, can I get an egg from the fridge? She was like, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's like, here's a jar. Like, do your thing.
Yeah.
But, like, as I got older and, like, understood, I was like, they're, like, of course these are, like, not the same thing, but I was like, in my paranoid brain, I was like, since I don't know anything about anything, I'm staying away from everything.
That's fair. That's
so
fair.
It was just, like, that's one of those things where I was like, until I have the, like, patience and, like, the, like, you know, whatever to, like, really, like, study up on, like, a lot of it. I was, like, because I also feel like a lot of, like, witchcraft of how it's, like, practiced in America is, like, very new age. Like, mm-hmm. the, like, you know, the kind of spirituality and everything. And, like,
for sure.
It's, like, I was, like, I just, like, really need to get to, like, the root of, like, something if I'm going to, like, really be in it. So I was just, like,
that's we'll so wait true. And see.
Yeah.
I think that there are, like, aspects that people, like, can kind of pull from it in general that they like. So if it's, like, crystals or, like, mm-hmm. deity work or, like, whatever. I love that. There's just, like, a little something for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, for me, it's, like, the crystals. I, like, I don't know. Sometimes, also, I'm, like, the mind is very powerful. I'm, like, again, it's, like, so paranoid. I'm, like, the mind is so powerful if I even read it. I was, like... I was like, I'm not even gonna read a spell because, like, reading it might break, like that kind of stuff. Girl. Which is, like, again, just me. I think it's because, like, growing up, like, my mom bought me, because I was, like, very into charm. So I asked for the Book of Shadows.
Oh my God.
And she bought me, like, the actual Book of Shadows. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, like, the prop from the show is what I wanted. Like, I wanted, like, the book that they
she
had.
She said, do some she magic, said, baby.
She was like, I don't know, got this off eBay here. And so I was like, I remember, like, flipping through it and reading it, and, like, my cousin, her mom was like, no, like, you can't, like, because we were literally, like, how old was I? I was probably, like, 6 or 7.
Oh, yeah.
And so my cousin was probably, like, 9 or 10. And her mom was like, no, like, don't even look at it.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, you have no idea what you're doing. Don't even look at it. And my mom was like, oh, yeah, don't read those out loud. But I was like, if I even think.
Did y'all ever, like, Google how to become a mermaid spells on the internet? Like, I had that phase for a while. In, like, 7th grade, I'd be like, okay, how to become a mermaid? Like, I thought that was legitimately gonna happen.
Soak for 4 hours in a bath.
It was like, sparkles. Like, put your ring in a little dish with some water and say these words. And I made my friends do it with me. I was like, we're all going to be mermaids, y'all. Like, listen, and my tail's going to be blue and I'm going to be able to talk to fish, okay? I'm afraid of the ocean. What the hell is my
yeah, same.
Doing? You know, I know there were mermaid spells, though.
God, yeah, because you'd be on Yahoo Answers. And it'll be like, get on I tried Cora. This with my friend and we both are mermaids now. And I was like, that seems legit, yeah. That was fun. I know people have done that. I know I'm not the only one. Because why else would it be on Yahoo Answers? Yeah. Please.
Oh, at least several people tried to be mermaids. I didn't do that. I did try to blue skidoo into cooking books a lot, though.
Pardon? Like,
yes, jump inside of books.
But why a cooking book?
Because the food looked delicious.
You're like, they're like, that shit looks
so me and strong. My cousin were 2 little fat kids.
But, like, you didn't try to make it first? No. Like, that wasn't your... You're not like, you know, instead of this, we should just
we
try
we were, like, 4 or 5, and we were like, if blue skidoo it is real, we can just blue skidoo into, like, this. It was like a Barbie... like book where they had like all these like
cakes and shit,
cakes and cookies and ice cream and stuff, and we're like, okay.
Were y'all just throwing yourselves into the book?
We were literally like biscuiting and then like jumping on top of the book, like the pages were ripping out, like going
yo everywhere. Well, like were you jumped on top of the book being like, I'm in it, ooh, this cake's so good?
No, we were like, we gotta do it, like we were legit trying to get into this book. Like, we're so bored, let's do it again.
Manifesting at an early age.
The pages could do over and over. Yeah,
the pages were all ripped up.
They were ripping out the book because we should not have been like, it was like a floppy, like thin Barbie paperback book.
Yeah.
And we're like blue skidooing into it.
Y'all could have just learned how to make the cakes.
Not at that age. You had to go.
I can't read.
Go big.
Yeah.
Go big or go home. If you're not fucking blue skidooing, what the listen, fuck are you doing?
The thing is like, when we were like making stuff, it was weird stuff. Oh, like we used to like make, it was just like bologna and mayo, like no bread.
Ew, what?
Or we put like mayo on cheese and eat that. Like we were getting fed. But like when we wanted a little snack, we were like,
yeah, just straight up squirt the mayo bottle
like,
in my mouth.
Oh, it was like, what if we drink half the gallon of milk and like we just filled it back up like with water? Like, no one will notice, like stuff like that.
That's called skim milk at that point.
Yeah, we were like, they need it.
These are so funny.
We're helping.
Oh my God. Did you ever see that like challenge on YouTube back when we were like in middle school? It was like, drink a whole gallon of milk in under 30 minutes and throw up. Why the fuck were people doing that? And also, second question, follow-up question, why was the vomit always pink? I never figured that one out.
I never watched those
Maybe
videos.
I'm just like a probably fucking weirdo.
Dripped the lining
I went straight
of
to pimple popping. I never had like a vomit phase.
Yo, okay, I do like a pimple popping video, but recently TikTok's been recommending bot fly removal to me.
I did fall into that when I first started watching pimple popping
videos. No, stop, because y'all are going to fuck my nice TikTok algorithm up of all my funny videos I send both of you.
I don't like them. I just, like, watch them and I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, literally. No, and I told one the other day, I was like, stop showing me this shit. I can't deal with it. It keeps happening. Something TikTok really said, okay, I need you to watch bot fly videos. I hate it.
Ew, you know what else really grosses me out that TikTok won't stop showing me is, like...
Men.
That, yes. Those fucking Sphinx cats.
Oh, yeah.
With their
gooey
feet.
They have gooey feet?
Yes, you have to squeeze the excess oil out from between
their
toes.
Are you joking?
And their chins. They get pimples on their chins.
Because their fur doesn't regulate, like, the body oil or something like
that.
They
don't have fucking fur.
So they got, yeah. they got toe smegma, and you gotta fucking go and get it.
Toe smegma.
I don't know if your listeners were ready for these phrases that we've been turning out.
Toe smegma. Like this post if you think that we should have a spinoff show called
Toe smegma.
No, it could be called BET.
I cannot. I'm the whitest bitch in the world.
Brooke Emma Tamia.
I know, but people are gonna be like,
we're taking
retarded.
It back.
Who's this pale ass blonde haired blue eyed bitch?
The E and BET.
Yeah, bet.
Hitler's
bet.
Oh my god. We're starting our own podcast.
Toe smegma. That's what it's gotta be called.
Ew. But you know what I do watch and it like helps me fall asleep?
Please, ASMR. What? Pickle eating videos.
No. I fuck. Hate. ASMR.
Oh, what?
Like, it'll, like, it, like, makes yep. me go, like, it, like, makes me, like,
I love it. I love that shit.
Because, like, they're whispering, and, chills. Like, not good, and it's, like, I don't know. I just hate it. Audiology.
What?
So they go in your ear, mm-hmm. and they, like, scrape out the earwax.
Oh, period. That's ASMR. That's ASMR.
No, because he's, like, hi, I'm Reese Bamba. And he's, like, yelling into the microphone.
Thank you.
And I'm, like, thank you, Reese.
Now get in there.
He's like, yes. Today we got like a hard wax removal and like mm-hmm. drastic, and I'm like,
get into it.
Wait, they look at other.
They'll put
removing...
the camera in the ear, and they're like removing the wax. It's like it's a wax buildup, and then sometimes because like they have like the Jobson horn, mm-hmm. the crocodile forceps, and the suction tube, mm-hmm. and so
why
sometimes
do you
they'll
know
be using
all
one,
of
because I watch them all the time.
Crocodile
and so sometimes
forceps.
They'll be using one. He'll be like using like the Jobson horn. I'm like, you need to get the forceps.
It's time to get them crocodiles.
I'm like, Reese,
and
you gotta get the forceps.
Get them
and then sometimes like the wax will like be like too. Either too soft or too hard. I'm like, obviously you need the suction tube because like this is not working.
Girl.
And then right after I like think it, he'll do it. And I'm like,
yeah
this
obviously you
like,
need to get the forceps.
I'm like, if you need me to come to England and help, I will.
I will do that for you.
I'll do that for you. That's like something that like I've started watching like with the pandemic also because like I like have a dream of just getting my like irrigation. Like, where they shoot the water up in my... And, like, there's a lot of wax come out. Like, I just need my ears clean.
I get it. You know how you're not supposed to, like, put Q-tips in your ear?
I'd be bobby pins.
That's what they're for.
Bobby pins in your ears?
I ran out of Q-tips. So I started using bobby pins again.
If you're not supposed to put Q-tips in your ear, why do they feel so fucking good?
I don't know.
Tell me not to.
Like
why feel so good if wrong?
Make no sense in my monkey brain.
Yeah, I just put like a little Q-tip in there and like eyes are rolling up.
Ooh.
Toes are curling.
I think in heaven at all times, yeah, if you are not getting eaten out in heaven, you have somebody who's cleaning your ears out. And then if that's not happening, there's like a middle school girl braiding your hair and that seems good. And you're like one of the three and you're like, okay, hook it up.
Oh my god. Someone
need wholesomeness mm-hmm. or
someone playing
not.
With your hair.
Especially like, but especially like a 12-year-old girl who's like, can I play with your hair? And like, you know, wants to
like,
brush it and like braid it and then braid it.
So
yeah,
pretty. I'm like, so pretty.
And I'm like, hell yeah, Emily, go to town. That's my shit right there. That's absolutely the bomb.
Middle school, nobody does that with my hair. No one wants to touch it. Everyone's afraid to.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess.
I'm
yeah.
black.
Everyone's
like, is it racist? I'm like,
is it racist?
Do you want to, like, just touch my hair, braid it, do something? I don't know.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no. Okay. People are very afraid to, like.
I mean, that's.
They're like, can.
I would rather people be afraid than fucking
stick
their
hand. Oh, no. If somebody,
hand.
If I, like, was just, like, doing something and then someone's, like, hand was just in my hair, I'd be like, what is wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
Like, listen. Do I look like a dog? Don't touch me.
When I was about 8, I went on a trip with my family to Mexico because we had some, like, family friends living down there. And people straight up touched my head, like, all in public.
Yes, was it because you were blonde?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. Weird.
Which never seen one of these.
Yeah, they're like, ay, mira la barbita, na. I was
like, what did you just say?
They called me little Barbie. Oh my god, my life's so hard. they're like, ay, gringuita, mira.
That's exactly what it is.
It's fun. It's great, you know. But no, I did have people touching my head a lot growing up, which I didn't mind it. I was like, okay, go ahead.
You do have really nice hair.
Thank you. That's my 8th on too.
It's so nice.
I just like the way it feels when people braid my hair. Literally. Except I don't understand why boys don't understand I do. Every man I've ever dated is like, I'm like, we braid my hair, and they're like, how the fuck do I do that? And they just touch it and like play with it till it's like limp.
It's like, thanks for nothing. Or they
scratch my head like I'm a golden retriever. What are you doing? You know? No.
Useless.
Literally.
Useless. Or if you do get one, who knows how to braid? You're like, what bitch taught you this?
You for the streets.
You were for the streets. Somebody.
You knew your birth time and everything.
Yeah.
that's a man who's been ran through.
A Leo.
Or he was a Boy Scout.
Or he was a Boy Scout. Yeah,
they know how to breed.
God, imagine being an 8th grade Boy Scout. You know you get bullied. You know that you're an 8th grade boy.
They're nice.
But look at this knot I just tied. And like,
I'm like, yeah, Shane.
Other boys like, but how many bitches do you get?
How many bitches do you get, Tyler? I will love to know.
Like, you are 12 years old.
I think I know a little bit more about American Girl Dolls than you do.
Genius. Oh, I live for that. When we did our American Girl Doll episode, that's all I thought of the whole time. But they've got, like, a podcast right here. Let's hear it.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot to plug your I'm going to edit that in the beginning. Oh, I forgot to plug Emma's podcast.
It's fine.
Tens on Tens podcast.
Oh, yeah. We're a comedy girl talk podcast. Anyway, what's funny about that, because I'm over here talking to y'all about bot flies and toe smegma. Yeah. When I was, like, having people listen to my podcast to, like, get, like, professional opinions on it, people are like, you talk about some weird ass shit. Stop.
But that's like, what the people want to hear.
That's exactly. What the Thank people you. Like, and that's what I'm saying.
People like knowing that, like, they're not the only ones having those thoughts or, like, doing those things.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
There's TikTok. Well, I don't know if I'll... Maybe people don't need to know. Maybe
people don't need to
know. Maybe I don't need to say it. But I've seen some TikToks where I've been like,
me too, queen.
Me too.
Yes.
And it makes me feel good. And I'm like, I won't say it, but like the fact that you're saying it, thank you.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Though my dad's like 55-year-old like partner was like, you talk about lesbians and say F words a lot. Hello?
Siri, nobody was talking to you.
She said, one sec.
Excuse you.
He was like, why do you talk about lesbians so much? I was like, that's what the people want to hear.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah. What? Do you even podcast,
my good on.
Guy?
Well, the F word? I don't know. Can we say the F word on here?
Oh, yeah.
Because they told me not to do that either. And I was like, you're ruining all the fun, friend.
Dude, I used to be scared to... Well, no, I take that back. At my old job, obviously we've been cussing on this podcast since the beginning of the freaking podcast. But, like, at some point, I did get a little bit worried. I was like, oh, my God, like, what if, like... My boss, like, hears it and, like, says, you know, your name affiliated with, like, people saying the F word on the internet, like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, honestly, like, as a writer, I feel like I could defend it and be like, it's just a word. But then also, at my new job, like, the entire team knows about my podcast. And, like, I think a lot of them have probably listened to episodes trying to... Today, I found out some of them were trying to stalk me when I got hired. But they couldn't because I made all my stuff private and everybody was so frustrated. They were like, all we could see was the podcast Instagram. I'm like... Well, now I'm public, so...
That's so true. Okay, I try not to tell, like, prospective employers about my podcast, because I realized the other day my first episode was like, I fucking hate my job! Fuck these kids! I'm about to quit! I was like, oh, maybe that doesn't look great for me. Literally, my first episode, I'm like, my co-host was like, so how's your day? And I was like, listen, bitch, I hate my fucking job. Like, the first sentence out of my mouth.
So, I mean,
not great, you know.
I stopped like marketing the podcast on my resume with like the name.
Yeah.
But like the more you get like deeper into the interview process, like of course somebody's gonna ask me, like, what's the name? And like lucky for me, like I work in social media now, so it doesn't matter.
God, no.
But
I'm just like at the point where like I just say kind of whatever because I'm not embarrassed by much. I'm pretty open book. My family's come up to me and be like, I did not know that about you. And I was like, well, you could have asked. You just chose not to.
I did not know that. You like what's shoved in your butt?
Yeah. Oh, God. What? No, I'm literally on there being like, la, 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 toe smegma. Like, shit like that. All the time.
I'm gonna name this episode Toast Magma.
If you do, I swear to God.
And everyone's gonna be like, this is different.
Mm-mm. I promise I'm cool and pretty and fun and not. She's cool and pretty and fun. I'm a little weird. It's fine.
She's very weird. She has the best taste in fashion.
Oh my God. Oh, thank you. I'm literally wearing a t-shirt right now.
It's a fucking cool. You're wearing a t-shirt that I probably couldn't find in a store and like the coolest pants ever.
Got this at Shein.
Get the fucking! I got this.
These some H&M originals, baby.
Okay, whatever. She still has great style. Also, Emma is the reason that, one, I know what a gallery wall is, and two...
No way.
Yeah, I didn't know what the fuck a gallery wall was before I met you.
Okay.
And also that I even, like, go by an aesthetic. Like, Emma taught me...
Are you joking?
Yeah.
You're my aesthetic hero. Are you kidding?
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Get out.
Discovering so much today.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know that.
You're just like opposite
me. It's the year of realizing things.
Yeah. No, sometimes, Brooke, I feel like we're leading like parallel lives because I'm like, I am an English major. I am going into marketing. I have a podcast. I love aesthetics. I'm like.
Yeah, we're the same person, but just literally brown hair, brown eyes, or hazel eyes, whatever. Yeah. I don't want to claim brown when I have hazel because I like that little extra tint of green. But anyways.
Yeah. Are you one of those bitches who's on the TikTok, like, what, filters when it's like everything green is like red in this filter, and then you're like eyes wide the fuck open and being like, I think I see a little red, you know? Like, girl, nobody sees shit.
I've never seen that filter.
Oh, I just God. Saw this TikTok the other day and it was like your cousin with light colored eyes.
like oh my God, this, because okay, as a blue eyed girl, okay, fucking people with light eyes need to shut the fuck up.
Miley Cyrus picture.
I was gonna say, like, that's like everybody with, like, light eyes looks like that to me. And the lighter the eyes are, the worse
it is.
It's
creepy because they look like zombie eyes. Like, I get it. There's
so
no
why are you warmth. Holding your eyes so open?
You know what? Yes. Okay. So we're about to do an episode on Barbie movies. I watched 36 fucking Barbie movies. And that's ranking. Amazing. Yeah, obviously. And I'm ranking them on how gay they are. The Rapunzel movie, not very gay, but there is a gay rabbit. So, you know, there's that. Anyway.
The weasel.
There's, oh, that guy, yeah.
It's a weasel.
Every sidekick is a little gay. But I had to bring it up because Barbie Island Princess sidekick is an annoying ass elephant with the Miley Cyrus eyes. Straight up, she haunts my dreams.
You tweeted her before. She scares me.
Her name's Tika and I wish her death. I hate her bitch ass so much. And I have feelings. Anyway, listen to this Barbie episode of Tens on Tens for more. God,
when is that going to be out?
In a few weeks. We're recording it this weekend.
So. Dang, okay. I was going to say, if it was coming out next Wednesday or something, I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'll cross that out.
Oh, damn. I'm going to market the shit out of it because it took a lot of research.
You gotta. Sorry.
That's it.
But you got to pull a Curtis Connor because, like, did you see his video where he, like.
Oh, the Barbie.
He did a Barbie movie and a Bratz movie and he ranked them. And then you've seen all the Barbie movies. So now you got to go back and you got to watch the Bratz movies.
The only Bratz movies I ever saw, I saw the first one, which, like, was, like, a cartoon and not the 3D weird one. Though I did have to watch Bratz Rock Angels for something recently.
I love Bratz Rock Angels!
They're so bad, but, like, so good.
Rock Angels!
I had the GameCube video game.
Into our hearts!
No.
Something's not- Okay, you guys, I gotta let Mia out. You talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, see, but the thing that drives me crazy about the Bratz Rock Angels is I can't tell the dolls apart in that line. I'm like, y'all bitches look the exact same.
No.
I mean, like, there's Sasha, and then you're like, okay, there's the other one.
You're like, there's the bad bitch.
Yeah, I guess.
And then there's, like, Jade or...
Or whatever.
Yasmin, whoever. Oh, Chloe. My God. No, I used to... That was, like, my first... I already had the dolls. Like, mm-hmm. I was so into Bratz dolls, because, like...
Yeah, same.
I was, like, a very little kid in, like, the early 2000s, so mm-hmm. I was, like... Look at them. And I was like, mommy, I want the tour bus and I want the remote control car and mm-hmm. I want all the dolls and this Bratz like magic like suitcase. Mm-hmm. I want that too. Mm-hmm. So like I was like super into them. So like in every one I could like tell them apart. And I had, like, the Bratz babies, too.
Oh, my God. Had, like, I love those slutty little bitches. Roxy and...
No, like, the Lola. Babies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That were, like, this big. Oh, I know.
But were their names Roxy? I want to
Phoebe.
Say...
There was Roxy and, yeah, Phoebe.
Phoebe. Oh, yeah.
And Roxy was red and Phoebe was pink, like, their clothes.
Yeah. And cute. So I had, like...
The slutty baby version.
I had, like, the little, like, the babies that yeah. were, like, this big.
Yeah.
And I used to, like, when they came up with the ones that had, like, hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was over.
Over, because like originally the original ones they had like little plastic like ponytails you yeah. could clip on and off, yeah. and then came out with ones with hair, and I was like, all you bitches are getting haircuts.
That's over.
Like to me, a salon. Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. To me, the salon.
So like, I've always been well, not now, but like when I was younger, I could like always tell the difference. I did not care for like the Bratz like man dolls.
Oh yeah, no,
no, who did? It's only so you can make them kiss.
Obviously, but then I just made the girls
were
kiss.
Scissors.
Yeah, there you go, and that's being gay.
That's on being gay as
fuck. No, you talk about the hair thing. That reminded me. I went over to a friend's house once. And her Barbie, we were given haircuts and, like, curling her hair. We curled one's hair, and her hair caught on fire. And we had to throw that bitch out the window. We put the fire out, because, you know, the fucking aerodynamics, but fun times.
Oh, my God.
And
gosh,
you know that shit so smelled bad. Crazier than synthetic ass hair.
So bad. And her mom came into her room, she's like, what's
the
burning?
What
are
like, what's going on? I don't know.
We don't know. That's so weird.
No, I'm surprised I never tried to, like... straighten comb, because like when I was little, like we didn't have a flat iron. Like my grandma used a like straighten comb,
oh,
hot
yeah.
comb,
yeah.
yes, a hot comb. So I'm surprised we didn't like try and use a hot
God,
comb
on the
dolls.
Plastic ass hair.
Oh, we would have been in so much trouble. My grandma like, what the fuck is this in my hot comb?
Oh my
it's, like,
God,
melted plastic from the dolls.
Dude, that no, seriously though, Brooke, if you haven't recently watched the Bratz Rock Angels movie, highly recommend it because it's a disaster.
It is. Not as good as it felt when we were little.
Oh no.
Like literally you watch it and you're like, what is this about? Why do they look like that? This animation is horrible. Like,
hey pretty princess.
Yes. Yes.
Who, me? Oh, when the Bratz movie, the soundbite. Ew. That's from that movie. Curtis Connor's video on it is so funny because he summarizes what the movie is about. And, like, essentially these girls want to start a magazine and they spend fucking thousands of dollars making a magazine, like, HQ. And then they say, fuck that shit, and go to London to become rock stars. And they do. And then that's it. That's the movie. And you're like, what?
Why in the hell did we think that was, like, prime cinema? Yeah.
We were four.
Kids are
we were babies.
I wasn't like, even, no excuses for me.
No
I was
excuses
older.
For me. I was like 12.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
We,
my bad.
We old.
You said I don't count myself in with that demographic.
No, what was that, 2005? I would have been like 7 or like
oh
six
my
or 7.
God.
I was like 5th or 6th grade. Yeah.
Do you remember the Bratz version, what the, oh,
probably.
They had, like, the neon clothes.
Tokyo Agogo, yes.
No, what? Not the Tokyo Agogo.
That was my favorite.
It was, shit, now I feel like I need to look it up. It was Chloe, I remember specifically, right. Chloe's version had white hair, like, super soft nice. White hair, and she had a yellow and orange outfit, and some okay. of it was, like, see-through plastic.
Like, sounds like Tokyo Agogo to me.
Bitch, I think I know a little bit about Bratz dolls. Like, I'm a genius.
I say that only because I was obsessed with that line. I had the Sasha, and I loved her micro braids. I was like, these are so fun to play with.
Oh.
So now I want to play with your hair.
Damn. I'm looking that up because it's really going to bug me. I had...
Neon pop divas, perhaps?
No. Bratz, neon, Chloe...
Neon Runway. There's a lot of neon.
I wonder if it was Pop Divas. Let me see if it
this
was Pop
is
Divas.
Neon Runway.
Nope.
She looks busted. There at the end with Bratz with... No. And then...
This is like unlocking a core childhood memory.
There's Pop Divas one. I think
nope.
that's Sasha.
You see?
Nope. I never had one in a circle box.
Yeah, that's new.
That's new. Yeah, no. That's after my Bratz time.
Bratz,
after
Chloe, yellow and orange outfit. That's what I'm going to look up.
I want to be a doll maker so bad. This is what I want to do is like... just fucking talk about dolls all day.
You said that and I just like pictured the guy from Toy Story who's like
oops, yeah.
fixing Woody.
She had orange legs.
What? Her legs are orange.
Let me see.
She got in the tanner too much.
I had this. If
it's
I
like
still had this fucking...
That's
oh
what I
God.
Saw when
uh-huh,
you put your bangs
uh-huh.
up at.
If I still had eye candy. That's what this one was called.
I had a little girl toy named Eye Candy.
Dude, oh my god. If I had this still.
Slutty babies.
Okay, I remember this one pissed me off.
I mean, look at this.
Why did it piss you off?
Because she had orange legs, so I could never put her in anything.
Why are her legs orange? This must be the old Brat, the newer, like, Brats before they stopped getting money and they couldn't afford to make tights.
Yeah.
I don't know. On eBay? Oh my god. I want to see how, like, when did this fucking episode turn into, like, a crossover promotion for Tens on Tens?
The minute you said Barbie American Bratz. Girl dolls, I said, let me hop on
this. Let me hop on this fucking...
This reminds me, my mom used to, like, when I get a new Barbie doll, she'd take the shoes, because if I couldn't find the shoes, I get, like, pissed off and cry. And then Bratz came out, and they're, like, shoes are their feet.
Yeah.
So like, she couldn't take the shoes.
But at least the shoes clip on, you know?
They're like, they don't, like, just fall
they're
off.
They're sturdy. They clip
on. Why would she take your doll's
because
shoes?
Because if I...
Would you eat them?
No, I'd lose them. Oh, and so if I was, like, missing a shoe or I couldn't find the pair I wanted, I'd have, like, a fit. Like, I'd cry. And so she was, like, to rectify this, to make sure this, like, does not ever happen. I'm just going to take the shoes. And I didn't even notice. And then when Bratz came out, like, they just all always had shoes. And then I was like, I just want my Bratz to, like, be free. And then they came out with, like, just, like, feet.
The feet. Yeah, I had the little feet. The little severed feet.
I was like, here we go. This is what I need.
So I had the Bratz radio car, like, the little Cadillac. I had it. I loved it. The trunk popped up, and you can store all your shit in there, except I had the severed feet. So I just had Bratz with some severed feet in the trunk.
Fuck?
Hey, listen. No, it was great. My mom bought me the Cadillac because she thought it was cool and rockabilly. She also put all my Bratz dolls in little bird cages so they look like go-go dancers. I love that woman. And then went to the severed foot in the car. Hey, you know,
she could have done like a little drunk driving like thing, you know, explanation for you to teach you not to drunk drive and put like, I just got really dark with that.
When I was like 12, you know, she definitely wasn't being like, don't become a stripper, don't become a go-go dancer.
Yeah, she was egging that on.
There was this one time, the first Bratz doll I ever got was a Yasmin doll, and I remember the neighborhood dog got a hold of it, tore her face the fuck up, and I was like, mommy, what? She's like, she's got some botched Botox, go play. And I was like, okay.
Some botched Botox.
And I still play with her, and that's you know, recycling.
You still have her?
Emma has tons of dolls.
No, I don't have my old Bratz doll, though. When I quit my teaching job, some of my friends got me the 20th edition re-release of the Chloe. I do love her. She's up on my shelf, but I do have dolls. I love dolls.
All of my dolls were in, like, bins growing up, because I had so many, because I was, like, an only child for 10 years.
Yeah.
And then I didn't play with them, so I still had, like, a lot of dolls, like, in their boxes in that bin.
Yeah.
And I gave them to my little sisters, and they destroyed them. Yeah. And then one day they were like, I don't like these anymore. And they all ended up in the trash.
God damn, that's trauma.
But I think my Rosie O'Donnell doll is still something.
Oh, you had my Rosie O'Donnell doll?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I had a Rosie O'Donnell doll. I had, I had Destiny's Child Barbie dolls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, I had a Dennis Rodman Barbie doll.
No.
In a wedding dress and everything.
I think I had an Amy Winehouse doll.
I had a joking? Tyra Banks doll.
Amazing. That's like that Lindsay Lohan movie.
Yes. Oh, life size. Yes. Also, I had... This was the ugliest Barbie doll I ever had in my life. Proportionately, it was not it.
Mary-Kate and Ashley doll.
The Mary-Kate and Ashley dolls were the ugliest dolls I ever had in my life. They did not do those girls justice at all. If I was Mary-Kate or Ashley, even their sister Elizabeth, I would have been pissed.
Yeah.
Also, another really ugly doll I had was Scary Spice. Didn't look anything like her.
Oh, Scary Spice is the best one, too.
Scary Spice was gorgeous, and they ran that doll into the dirt.
My Amy Winehouse doll did not look anything like Amy.
Because if anybody has, like, a nose that doesn't look like a Barbie nose, they're going to fuck that shit up on
the
dirt.
Yeah.
Like,
that's always what happens.
Big nose, here you go.
They're like, okay. We hate you.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Should I start collecting dolls again?
Did we absolutely have any... Please join me.
Just help.
It's awful.
Please. Well, I just feel like for a long time, I couldn't display them anywhere because I lived with people.
Yeah.
And everyone's always freaked out by my piggy bank. So, like, I, like, was like, well, I can't put dolls up.
Places. Oh, I will.
So, like, I just got rid of them.
You should see Emma's apartment. It looks like a straight-up toy store.
I am very excited to see that.
I collect the Rainbow High line, which is new, and I actually just stopped because I just completed my Rainbow.
I want to look it up.
They're cute. They look a little bit like Bratz dolls. They're made by the same company.
Monster High?
Oh, no.
No, Monster High is made by Mattel. We're about to get into my doll bag.
So right Rainbow now. High is Rainbow. A ripoff of Monster High.
No, not at all.
Are they the new like slutty dolls that like all the parents are upset about?
Yeah.
And they're like, they want our kids to be hookers. Look at these dolls. And I'm like, they're brats.
Oh,
they're,
please.
But they're wearing like Balenciaga boots and shit. All their clothing is really cool because it's inspired by Real Runway outfits, which I love. But then there's that one doll that obviously looks like Billie Eilish. And there's like the other doll in the fucking Supreme sweatshirt and shit. But they're all like one color. But they recently released this really awesome series, which is all like black and white. So all the dolls are like grayscale, which is really unique, which I really love that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What in the world? Okay, these kind of freak me out.
Well, what's cool about them? They're like,
she has knees.
I mean, they're fully opposable, and they have like
their feet come off.
Yeah, their feet don't, but their hands do.
What?
Cause you know how hard it is to put a fucking jacket on a Barbie whose hand is like this?
That is true.
Yeah, and that's why they're so smart. Like, they're just made like collector's dolls for $24. It's amazing. We love to see it.
Oh, these are cute. Talk so wait, shit. Are you somebody who like... Also, listeners, I don't really know how this turned into dolls, but if you don't like it, which I bet you probably do because I know my goddamn demographic, I don't know what I was saying. Anyways, do you keep your dolls in boxes or do you take them out?
Some of them. Like, okay, so for the Rainbow High dolls, the first series that was released, I kept one doll in box. And I kept the 20-year anniversary Chloe doll in box. But I like to play with my dolls. I like to take them out. So, that's me.
What do you do? Do you, like, act out scenarios?
First of all, what I do is style their fucking hair. It'll be 1 in the morning and I'm giving a little 11-inch bitch a blowout in my bathroom. Like...
With their synthetic hair?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. I try. You know how you curl their hair, though? You take little straws, you cut them up into little curlers, and then you wind the bitches around with a little bobby pin, you pin it in, you dump boiling water on their head. I'm not even joking. Well, hey.
I needed that trick when I was playing with my dolls.
Yeah, well, no. Instead, what I did is I set my doll's hair on fire. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need to start a TikTok series that's like that little series with the little fur animals that say the crazy Sylvan. Shit that Emma...
Oh, I saved those as reaction images. They're like, are you mentally unstable?
Yes, but you should do that with your dolls.
What's the one that's like, where'd you get that gun? Depop. Oh my god, sustainable. It takes me out every single time. Those are funny. I'm unhinged enough. I could... In theory.
I think it's great. And also, you don't have to worry about, like, students seeing your crazy stuff
anymore. I don't give a shit. The moment I quit that job, all the kids followed me. And I was like, all right, go ahead. All you're going to hear is feminist rants. Hope you're ready for it.
Oh, my God. I wish I had, like, a picture with you with your hair all, like, fucking flying in the wind, walking down the street.
I mean, it's already there. Like, come on.
Well, I was going to say so that I can, like... take the background out and put you and Emma like back to back on the episode covers. All I'm saying
is I'll dress up nice tomorrow.
You look cute, man.
You look amazing.
Wow.
You do. I love the sweater.
Oh my god. You have nose rings in, that counts.
True.
And some, do you have earrings in too?
No. I mean, I have this cartilage and the tragus.
There you go.
And then the tongue ring and then the two nose rings.
Oh man.
Should I get my eyebrow re-pierced?
No.
Okay.
She said and in that conversation.
You asked me that before and I said the same shit.
Well, okay, so the reason I took it out, I got my eyebrow pierced when I was like 12.
Mm-hmm. That is ballsy for a 12-year-old.
My mom, this was my first ever piercing.
What?
I was like, I saw Amy Lee and she had her eyebrow pierced.
Ferg.
And I was like, no, yeah. I was like real into Evanescence because I was like, this is the prettiest woman I've ever seen. But like my mom was like, oh my gosh, look at her eyebrow ring. And my mom was like, you look really good with an eyebrow ring.
Oh my god.
I was like, I would look really good with an eyebrow ring. And when one day, like a few weeks later, we're driving down the street and we pass the like the piercing place in our area, which is like, it's like a house, but it's like he does like the tat. It's not like his house, like it's this like shop.
Yeah.
And we're driving by and she like turns around, she like looks at me, she's at a stoplight and she's like, can we get your eyebrow pierced?
Oh yes.
And I was like,
I do.
Yeah. So we went in and I got my eyebrow pierced and it was great. And I had it until I was 16 and I got my first job and it was at McDonald's. And they're like, you have to take that out while you're at work. And I was like, no problem. Because I didn't want it anymore because I was like, I look very gay. And at that point, I was like, I'm not gay.
Of course.
I was like, I look butch and like a lesbian and like...
I'm a heterosexual.
I like boys.
Yeah, obviously.
And so it like... I took it out once and it like closed up. Mm. But he pierced me so bad that I still have like this huge like little dots right there. And that's from my eyebrow piercing.
Oh.
And so now that I'm like gay and like probably a lesbian, we'll figure it out later. But I'm like, I can get it re-pierced because I don't care anymore. But also I'm like,
wait, okay. Much? For some reason, I thought that you'd had it, and it had come out, like, since I've known you, but I clearly haven't seen it, like, so ignore what I said about don't get it. If you want it, you should
get it. Is there a gay eyebrow? Like, there's a gay ear?
There's always, like, a gay side. I think it's the left side. I'm not
100%. Something about the left is a little fruity.
It's, like, something about the left side.
Because it ain't right.
Oh! You know what? You know what the Ostara egg is going to be for this episode? Hmm. A rainbow.
Okay,
what's Ostara? Ostara egg is what Liz and I tell people if they listen this far and they hear the Ostara egg. Ostara is Easter.
Mm.
You like?
Oh yeah, like witchy.
You know what I thought it was? What? You know the egg that people
Yanni
put
egg, like the Yanni egg.
I thought
the
it was
elements.
That, and I was like,
girl,
why would you just?
No, I don't even know what that is.
It's supposed to like tighten.
It's listen, okay. If it's like a Kegel thing,
Gwyneth Paltrow's crazy. She made a pussy candle that blew up.
Yeah,
literally blew up.
Yeah,
I need me that candle
for reasons. no, it's called a Yanni egg.
Yeah,
I have tried
Yanni,
and
Yanni.
you can put weights on them, and then you're doing like fucking bicep curls with your kitty cat. Yum yum. And it's supposed to help you with something.
What is she doing?
Apparently, like it's.
I don't even want to look. What the fuck,
roach? Roach?
Yeah.
Is a roach?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what she was trying to get this whole
time? I'm sorry that I just killed a roach with your shoe. I'm so sorry.
Well, damn, eat it, Mia.
Is she gonna
eat
it?
No, Mia, don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
Mia, come here.
That's what I like those fucking 90s looking shoes for. They're solid. They're good cockroach stepping shoes.
Oh my god.
Because I'm a top now, evidently.
They sprayed outside yesterday, so every time they spray,
they get them all in.
She said,
Brooke, I love you. He's drama queen.
I'm so sorry that I just used your shoe.
Girl, you're gonna live in the city. You can't be afraid of no roach.
Yeah, but it was huge. Mia chased it. You could get a roach, but you couldn't get a mouse.
I didn't. Oh, hell. Yeah.
Somebody please get that down.
Oh my god, future Brooke, edit that shit out. Anyways,
the how'd you say it, the Easter, is that the fancy witch name for Easter?
The fancy witch name for Easter.
I told you I'm bad at this shit, like,
Ostara.
Because literally, like I said, I will literally just chuck a bottle in the backyard.
You
like,
wanna, like, teach me a little class on witchcraft?
I'll give you some books.
Yeah, I got books right now. You want a book?
Read, ho.
I don't feel like it.
If you
listen,
it took her fucking 8 months.
Look, these are the two I'm reading right now. We love her.
Ooh, if you guys want some good books by Thomas More, The Soul of Sex,
it's
Cultivating
so
Life as an Act of Love.
It's great.
Ooh.
And
then also Aphrodite, Encountering the Goddess of Love and Beauty and Initiation. Also, I want you back on the show so that we can talk specifically about deity work.
Oh my god.
If you are interested in learning more about deity work, which I'm pretty sure a lot of you are because people post about it in the coven.
Exactly. Yeah.
Emma's your girl and she will hook you the fuck up and we're gonna talk about that. But this just turned into a great it's one of my favorite episodes ever, I think.
Why wouldn't it be?
I'm gonna have so much fun titling it.
Please, if you title this Toast Magma Brooke, I'm gonna come for you. Are you kidding me?
Toast Magma!
Because you're gonna have that on your list of episode names forever. I just need you to know that.
Toast Magma.
And like when your future employers go to look you up on your podcast and be like, I don't know, this bitch has an episode named Toast Magma, so I can't.
I don't know what else to call it.
I think Toast Magma is
pretty
good. I'll figure it out when I'm editing it, and then I'll go from there.
Oh, have we been talking? We've been talking for an hour.
Yeah, our episodes are, like, really long. Typically runs, like, an hour. 45 to an hour. But, like, people seem to, like, love to listen to us, like, on their long commute. And, like, they feel like they're hanging out with friends. So, that's what we're giving y'all. Y'all want to feel like you're hanging out with friends. You're going to hang out with my fucking friends.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Here we are. I feel like this is the least I've ever had to say in my entire life.
You think?
It's, like, Yeah. The moment the laptop came up, I was like, I've never had a thought.
I never, not even once.
Not really? Even once. Listen,
it never stopped a man from having a podcast.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I make lattes all day, you know?
Very, very hot and very gay of you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. She does make good coffees.
I make really good coffee. I'm really bad at dialing in.
I mean.
But.
You work tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
Emma! We should go to work.
Emma!
I'll give you a latte. I'll give you a little latte.
I'm going to be at this one.
If the mouse doesn't get you.
Oh my god. Okay, if you listen to this far, comment a mouse emoji. That's how we'll know who the real ones are.
If you listen this far, give me tips on how to never ever have a mouse in my apartment again.
Good cat.
I'm allergic. She's allergic. You saw my eyes swelling up earlier.
I just need to arm you with you. If I know you're gonna come over here for more than like 15 minutes, I'm gonna start giving you an allergy pill at the door.
That's my Benadryl, bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to like go to the doctor and be like, can I get that allergy shot? And they just
give me a little bit of
people like when they want to eat like seafood, like my dad is
my
dad is allergic to shellfish, and like I guess there was like a time in his life where he just like really wanted to eat it, so he'd go to his doctor and like get a shot. This also might be a lie, I don't know.
He said, I'm about to risk it all for charcuterie board.
Sometimes people tell me things and I'm like, this is truth, and then when I tell other people about it, I'm like, oh. Like, that sounds kind of not real. So that
sounds fake.
It sounds fake, if you ask
fake.
Me. It might be real, though. But apparently he would, like, get shots so that he could, like, eat shellfish.
Shots.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Everybody!
I support it.
But yeah, no, I thought I was, like, above other people because I was, like, not allergic to anything. And then, like, now I'm allergic to cats and dogs and pollen.
You did it yourself. It's called manifesting. Look it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, learn about
it. Yeah, I was trying to manifest not being allergic. I'm like, I'm not allergic to anything ever.
Backfire.
At all.
Spirit.
I mean, I can eat whatever I want, but I'm allergic to cats and dogs.
Watch, now she's going to have an allergic reaction to them fries she had earlier.
Oh my god. Not the chicken fries. Anything but the chicken fries.
I had a damn allergic reaction. I like went to a concert.
Oh no.
And I got like food from the venue.
Oh no.
It upset my tummy. It was good though. It was a honey sriracha chicken sandwich and waffle fries.
Yummy hot dogs.
So good. Yummy hot dogs.
TikTok.
Sick.
That would be my badass.
That would be my badass. Me too. I will fuck up a hot dog. I don't want people to tell me what's in mine. No.
Hot dog is the best hot dog.
You want the last roll.
Yeah.
Yes. Roll.
Yeah. The last like, roll.
I have no regard. My body is not a temple. My body is a truck stop. And I'm fucking it up. I'm giving it some guacamole and some.
My body is a truck stop.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah,
people roll through.
I'd say it's like mine is kind of like a college commons.
Oh, cute. That's very cute.
Yeah.
Like autumnal.
It's a quad. Your body is a quad.
My body is a quad.
You have quads. That counts. Right? That's something. That's that's some body humor for, like, the educated out there.
It's like, there's a whole process of, like, who can, like, come in, but, like, it's not a very good one.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
I don't know. Brooke, is your body a temple or is it like a... Mine's like a Dairy Queen, I think.
I wouldn't say it's a temple.
Yeah, right?
I would say my body's a Target.
My body a is a Target. It's a liminal space, bitch.
My body is definitely a Kmart.
Oh my god. She said my body's got a dollar section where middle-aged women go to do deep breathing because they can't afford a therapist.
Ooh.
That's a Target body, baby.
Damn. I love Target.
I do too. You know, I made the mistake of going to like the CVS there. Like, I get my prescriptions there. What are you eating?
What is she chewing on?
I don't know. Like a bit. What the hell is that? I don't know. It's a hair clip. Anyway, I get my prescriptions at the CVS Target now, and so now every 2 weeks, since I gotta go pick shit up because everything's wrong with me, I go and spend $200.
As you should.
No.
PCOS queen.
Yeah, look, but I don't need $200 worth of what the fuck am I buying? Face masks? I'm buying.
They got bed sheets.
They got candles. They got the dollar section.
I do fuck up some candles. Back to school was happening. I'm not even a teacher anymore. I was like, I do need some rulers. I need some scotch tape.
Yeah. I have been running low on my permanent big, large Sharpie that I have no reason to use.
Well, you know what? I did buy a locker recently because you can take the bitch out of the middle school, but you can't take the middle school out of the bitch. It's my storage cabinet. It's cool. It's very cool. It's like
a... Is it pink?
It's teal.
Okay.
My boyfriend told me to stop buying pink shit. I should divorce him. Why? Literally. Because he's a boy.
You love pink. I do. I think of pink and I think of Emma.
That's true.
It's not Emma and pink. It's pink and Emma.
Well, I got a bunch of pink magnets to put on it. So they had all the like locker decor. I bought all of that. So it's like the locker of my dreams now. But it also has cereal and my toolbox in there. So.
That reminds me that I have a Hello Kitty locker in my apartment that I've had since I was like so little.
Oh my God.
And it like right now my router for my internet is like on top of it, and inside of it like are
ideal
things that I have to like figure out where they go, so it's like hidden, but like yeah. I completely forgot that I had that until you brought that up. It's like a pink little locker, like this skinny, maybe like 3 feet tall, and it's like Hello Kitty on the front. She's just like
Hello Kitty is a perfect like design. Like I have no notes. She's perfect.
She's without flaw.
Without flaw. 100%. And I want her to rule everything. I'm not even joking.
I feel like y'all should have a podcast.
We can talk. Listen, I'll talk about Hello Kitty all day.
All day.
Things were said. Said were things.
Things were said.
You know, you want to talk Bratz Rock Angels? You want to talk bot fly videos?
Oh my God. Okay. On that note, I'm ending this. It's 11:11. I'm ending this.
Oh, perfect. With the angel numbers or something.
I will stick everyone's. Well, if you want me to, I'll put your at information.
I mean, people can follow me if they want.
Okay. I'm gonna put Tamia's information, and I'm gonna put Emma's, and I'm gonna put Emma's podcast.
Oh my God.
And if you guys enjoyed this episode, let me know because I'm gonna keep having my friends on here. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.